Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Talking Tofu, the podcast about the vegan snacks that touch our lives. I'm David Streepy.
And I'm Becky Streepy.
On your phone. On your phone.
I didn't know we were starting.
You've been asking me to start for like 45 seconds.
This week on the show, it's our Halloween candy episode. We are going to eat all the vegan Halloween candy that I could possibly find on a trip to Target.
On one trip to Target.
Yes, it's our last minute Halloween candy guide.
Well, no, you got this candy some time ago.
I got it like 3 days ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not last minute. The 30th.
Right, but I'm saying if you have last minute running to Target, these are the options you'll probably see.
Oh. Well, then I can think of a few that aren't on this list of things on this table.
Yeah, from Target?
Yeah.
What was there?
The Unreal Candy peanut butter cups.
They didn't have them.
Twizzlers.
They didn't have them.
But you were taking one Target stock and applying it to all Targets and saying, this is the last minute Target options. That's not what people's use case is going to be.
Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about all the vegan Halloween candy we could find.
That you could find.
That I could find.
On one trip.
On a single
trip.
Three days ago.
They probably have Twizzlers now, is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, they probably do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they probably have the Unreal little peanut butter cups.
Yeah.
They didn't have Justin's? They didn't have any Justin's?
Mm-mm.
I don't think you're looking in the right places. Were you looking in the conventional candy aisle?
I was in the Halloween aisle.
Okay.
I was looking only at Halloween candy.
Okay.
I wasn't in the conventional candy aisle because that's always there. This is Halloween candy only.
But you can buy candy from the conventional candy aisle.
That's illegal on Halloween.
Hear me out. Hear me out.
Yeah.
Take it out of its container.
Wee-oo, wee-oo, wee-oo. That's the Halloween police.
Give the candy to trick-or-treaters.
They'll throw that candy back in your face. They'll say, this is not from the Halloween section of the Target.
This is... You're having a bit of a stubborn afternoon. Where I don't know if you're fed up with your day or with me or my suggestions or just people asking questions. Anyone asking questions. And I happen to be the one in the house who's got the inquisitive mind.
Yeah.
But you're not giving very helpful answers. You're not being a collaborator.
No.
No.
Mm.
You did do legwork in going to get this candy.
Yeah.
You have 7 more candy options than I have gotten for this podcast.
Yeah.
I'll also say I was not asked to do that or contribute that.
Yeah.
So I would have.
Oh.
Yeah. I was at Publix today.
Oh,
you got a pub sub.
You're always welcome to take the initiative, Dave.
That doesn't always...
And save me that mental load of having to ask you to contribute.
Not always true, though. Like, you usually have a pretty specific plan in your mind for these episodes.
Yeah.
And you kind of get your feathers ruffled when I come in with an idea or a plan.
Me?
Yes.
This gal?
Yes. So to hear you say, this is all the vegan candy options at Target.
No, in the whole world. This is it. So
it's not.
Just kidding,
but
listener.
No, we should be celebrating how much vegan candy there is out there in these, not I was going to say mom and pop, but I meant Joe Sixpack stores.
Yeah, like just a conventional store.
Right.
So I went, and my plan was I was going to go to Target, buy every single vegan Halloween candy option. And then we're going to eat in the Halloween section because it's Halloween candy.
You're
in the Halloween. Yeah.
Again, you are presenting it as a broad thing, but you have pre-limited it.
It's Halloween candy. Where do you go for Halloween candy? The Halloween candy section.
That's not true.
It's all Halloween. It's branded spooky, most of it. Anyway, I went. That was my plan. Y'all, I was getting stressed out because it was so much. I was like, this is going to be a lot of money. And it was. This was a lot of money.
Yeah.
Because it was so much candy.
Yeah.
But I was committed. And so, Toeheads, I spent over $50. Over $50 on Halloween candy for the pod.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Dots.
They were in the Halloween section.
I know, but it's a audio medium.
Yeah.
You're not... We could just buy a box of dots. Say they sell these at Target in Halloween packages. If Halloween section was your criteria.
Oh, you're saying from a budgetary perspective.
Right. There's nothing different about these dots.
Okay, yeah, don't look at the rest of these.
Yeah, you're evaluating the whole table, the whole $50 table.
Yeah.
Is there anything on there doesn't fit that criteria?
I'm having some regrets, listener. Dave?
Okay. And you could have taken pictures of these in the store.
I did. Most of them. I forgot towards the end because I was getting so stressed out by the a number of options.
So I hope you see like the benefit of somebody coming in and asking questions. I think we could put a monetary value on it right now. That one question was worth probably $45.
Mm-hmm, yeah. I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did this come out of Caddington's budget? Okay. Mm-hmm. As long as it's not out of the family's budget.
Oh, no. No. Caddington bought all this candy.
Caddington's the name of our company.
Yeah, that's our parent company.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
People think we're kidding. What?
Should we get started we want to do a how you doing?
You didn't write a script.
Mm-mm.
I don't want to talk about how I'm doing because you made me upset right before we started recording.
Yeah.
And you're upset too.
No, I'm doing great. Everything's fine, Carolina. Don't worry.
We're talking through.
This is fun arguing.
We're talking through a Halloween costume idea that we're not going to talk about.
Mm-mm.
But I started asking questions about it. You got upset.
Yeah, I did.
Right.
I have been brainstorming this costume for weeks, came up with something that I feel that I can manage to accomplish in the one day that I have allotted to do it. So to come in and try to turn it into a bigger idea stressed me out.
Yeah, except this isn't the first time I've made this suggestion.
Right, and I told you...
This is the first time I realized it was ignored.
Well, no, I said if you'd like to spearhead that, but then... Some time passed and I was like, I don't think this is being spearheaded. Mm. I better get back on this. And so I did.
Mm.
But if you'd like to take over, it's all you.
Do you hear that, listener? Do you hear that? That's the tone.
That's the
tone. Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Can we talk about our night last night? We had a fun night.
What was our night?
Listener, last night Dave went out with some of his buddies for trivia. At a pizza place.
No, it wasn't at a pizza place.
Oh, it's not at that pizza place that's right by where the ice cream place used to be?
You really know how to just paint a picture with words. You're like Norman Rockwell, but with words.
I was up late, listener.
Just a slice of America described. You're like Garrison Keillor without the problems.
It's not a pizza place right there that you were at?
It's next door to a pizza place.
Oh.
Shares a kitchen with a pizza place.
He was next door to a pizza place, everyone. Mm-hmm.
And shares a kitchen.
And shares a kitchen.
Yeah.
Kitchen. And it's right.
And a kitten.
And a kitten. It's right on the Atlanta Beltline, where on Wednesday nights, which is what last night was, where on Wednesday nights, I go skating with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And because Dave had trivia plans, I took the kids skating. And so we ended up a little early to meet up. And so we skated down to where Dave was and we got to say hello. And then at the end of our skate, we got to say hello again.
Yeah.
It was a dream.
It was nice to see you.
It was nice to hang with you on the Beltline.
We didn't hang.
We hung. We sat. The kid and I sat at the
The second time you came by, you sat place. For like three sentences.
Yeah.
That's not hanging.
Well, I didn't want them to leave without us.
Exactly. You were doing your thing. I was doing my thing. I got something in my eye. If you hear rubbing, scratching, it's because I'm rubbing my eye.
It was fun. It was fun that those things intersected, though. Yes, I enjoyed it.
That was nice.
It made me happy.
That was nice. Saying, do you want to tell them about our night? Seems like we did something together that was big and prolonged.
No.
And no, we just ran into each other.
On purpose.
Night. Right. But all right. I don't want to argue with you.
Okay.
So, thank you for listening.
If you're enjoying the show. Hey.
So, what are we doing here? There's clearly no script. This is what it sounds like when there's no script.
Yeah. No script, because this is meant to be a shorty, because y'all, this week is B-A-N-A-N-A-S for me.
How is this going to be a shorty? You got seven kinds of candy.
I know. We got to get on this candy. So, this week is...
You also didn't get nerds.
They didn't have...
I guarantee they had
Oh,
nerds.
No. They only had the red kind, and those use blood in the coloring. Mm. And so those were not vegan.
I guarantee they had nerds.
They did have nerds, but they had the strawberry were in the box and the strawberry... Or in the bag, and the strawberry ones aren't vegan.
Listener, I'm using your... I'm doing your tick where you say listener a lot.
Yeah.
I don't want to. Mm. So I'm going to stop.
Okay.
But... Person listening, I'm going to go to Target and I'm going to look in the Halloween section. Mm-hmm. And when I share this reel, I'm going to notate all of the vegan Halloween candy that is not part of this list. Okay. And by all, I mean some if I notice it.
For
so
science.
So you went to Target, you bought seven bags of Halloween candy, you brought them back, and now you want to eat the Halloween candy in front of everybody.
Yeah, that's the whole concept.
And then I did rush to finish. I've watched all of the Saw movies at this point.
Oh my
gosh. I've watched Saw 1, I've watched Saw 2, I've watched Saw 3, 4, 5, 6, I've watched Saw 7, the final chapter. And then I've watched Jigsaw. What I have not watched is Spiral, which is a spinoff. Mm-hmm. It's the Chris Rock one. People heard I was watching Saw and they said, have you gotten to the Chris Rock one yet? I will not be watching Spiral. I'm sticking with the mainline franchise. And as I've said before on the pod, I am not going to see Saw X in the theaters, but I will see Saw X when it releases to streaming at some point in the future. So... I am going to, as we eat this, I will tell you my uncollected thoughts on Saw, because I don't trust myself to reliably tell you about what happens in Saw, because I got really scrambled up in the middle. It's very confusing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've gathered that from things you've said here and there, that it's a very confusing series of movies.
Yeah. The headline, though... The thing that I learned yesterday while watching Jigsaw is so Jigsaw is the Jigsaw killer. Mm-hmm. It's the main killer in the Saw movies.
Gotcha.
So this Jigsaw, the movie, features him prominently. Mm. You might be surprised. The other ones don't, right? Huh. They feature messages from Jigsaw. Oh. They feature the idea of Jigsaw, but they don't feature Jigsaw as directly as much as Jigsaw does.
I envision it like that Jackbox game, the haunted...
It's a little bit like that.
It is a little bit like that? Okay. There's a Jackbox game where you're in a haunted house trying to get away, and there's a killer there that's making you pass all these challenges.
Yeah. Except, but with... Instead of trivia questions... You're in a trap, sometimes with another person, and the circumstances of your trap are related to your transgressions in life, and the choice that you have to make is related to the other person in the room with you and their transgressions in life and what your relationship might be to each other, whereas he's just asking you who Marilyn Monroe's boyfriend was, you know?
What a nightmare.
Yeah. But so all this to say, I'm watching Jigsaw, the last movie of my journey. And I'm thinking he's making all these traps. He's making traps in every single one, but he's working on a trap in this one. And I think to myself, this guy really leans heavily on saws in this movie. And like all these traps have saws in them. And then it clicks.
That's the name of the franchise.
It's the name of the franchise.
Yeah.
But it's not about saws.
No. It's just about
the movie's
guy.
Not about saws. The franchise is not about saws.
Huh.
The saws just exist in the franchise. Like they're the mechanism by the trap, but it's not like, so this guy's got a big philosophy. And that informs like all of his traps and all of his victims and all of his killings. None of this is saw related. And there's no poetic layer of like, just as a saw has teeth, but is used for good, you know, like none of that is in there either.
No.
He just uses saws. And so that's why the movie's called Saw? I don't think it is. A friend said, well, obviously, dummy, that's why it's called that. And I was like, I don't think it is.
No.
I think it's called that because of Jigsaw.
Yeah.
He's called Jigsaw because he cuts a puzzle piece out of your flesh when he kills you. That's his calling card. Collects little puzzle pieces.
Gross.
He's the Jigsaw killer. Disgusting. Let's eat some candy.
Let's do it. Okay. We're going to start on the far end here because...
Okay.
We're going to start with Smarties.
Okay.
Smarties to me are like the original vegan candy. They have been around forever. And they are like proudly vegan Smarties. And so I feel like...
Not proud enough to put it on the box.
I thought it was on the box.
On the bag.
It's on their website.
Okay.
There's a whole thing about how happy they are to be vegan.
Okay. If you go looking for it.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Anyway.
If you ask me if I'm an ally, I'll tell you. Proudly.
Could you hand me a pair of scissors from my desk, please? Thank you. It's hard to open these.
I'm just going to say.
It takes a Smartie to open this bag.
Well, or a scissor. The saw of the hand, as they call it.
That is. So tell me about saw.
Well, hold on. I'll just say that I don't like Smarties. I don't like chalky stuff. Oh. Thinking about it is making my skin crawl right now.
I don't like Smarties either.
Why did you buy a bag of Smarties?
Because they're vegan and I went in there with a mission in mind.
Where's my Smarties?
What?
Where's my Smarties?
I thought since neither of us like them, I thought we'd share this.
All right, here's my question. Also,
I haven't eaten a Smartie in a long time, though.
Also, yeah. I have eaten a lot of candy today already.
Yeah, I know.
I ate like half a bag of Trader Joe's Scandinavian Swimmer Sours today.
Yeah, I watched.
My mouth is a mess.
I watched that happen and was like, why are you doing that?
Because it's tasty candy and it's spooky season.
All right.
No self-control. What are you doing?
Can you put this bag on my desk? I don't know what to do with the open one because now there's no room for it. Things
right
have
here.
Shifted. Thank you. All right. I'm going to just take a few
then. Best Buy 9/18/26. So they last a long time.
Here. All right. So I got a lot of white ones.
Do they have different flavors?
That's what I'm wondering because I got three of the same color and then one green one. It kind of reminds me of Fun Dip. It's like reverse Fun Dip.
It is chalkier than I even remember. It is the way my teeth move when they crunch down at it makes my skin crawl. The way that the dust is coating the space between my teeth is making my skin crawl. I think they do have different flavors, but I can't really tell for sure.
I like how they're a little tart. I'm kind of enjoying these more than I remember enjoying Smarties.
I'm having a terrible time.
All right. Saw one, go.
What? No, I don't want. I don't trust myself to lay out the events of each Saw movie.
Okay, so just tell me your
like. I'm going to tell you that Saw one is my favorite one. Mm-hmm. I think it's a horror classic.
Yeah.
I think it's a classic. I think it is a good movie. I went into this thinking this is a series devoted to torture porn. This is a series where the gore is the spotlight and everything else is not.
Yeah.
So I was kind of flipped around on the first one because the first one really is about it. So it starts out, these two guys like come to in a locked bathroom.
Oh, goodness. They're I don't chained. Know how many details I want.
Okay. Well, they're chained to a pipe.
Okay.
And there's a dead body in the middle of the room who's like in a puddle of blood. message comes on. It's like, hey, I'm Jigsaw. That's, he doesn't say that, but more poetic than that. And basically, like, through a series of tests and flashbacks and stuff, you learn about, like, these guys' backstory. One of them is Cary Elwes.
Oh.
Wesley, Princess Bride.
Oh, yeah. My sweet Wesley. Yeah. What have I done?
Yes, exactly. His wife and daughter are being held hostage. There's a whole bunch of wrinkles. There are other traps and stuff happening that are of different, like they have some goriness to them, and there is gore in this movie, but it's a lot more about like what the hell is going on and unpacking what the hell is going on.
Mm-hmm.
Cut to the end. Cary Elwes cuts off his foot to escape with a saw, a little handsaw.
Saw.
Cuts his foot off. Yeah. Gets out. He's like, I'll call for help. Goes out. The other guy's like, don't leave me.
Uh-oh.
So once Cary Elwes leaves and he's like dragging himself out the door.
Oh, 1 foot. Right.
Yeah. Because he's bleeding.
Right.
He's also a doctor, honey. So he would know better than most how to do this. Because he's a doctor.
A doctor, honey.
He's a doctor, honey. So he goes out. Once he leaves, the corpse stands up off of the ground, rips off his mask. It's Jigsaw. He's been in there the whole time with them.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and he leaves the other guy, like, who's chained to the thing, like, shuts the door, turns off the light, and leaves him in there to die. So that guy, like, starves to death. You see him later. He's a long skeleton, like, chained up to the pipe. So that was a really terrible, like, run-through of Saw that leaves out all the good parts but only includes the twist ending.
Okay.
So
we should have put a spoiler warning at the beginning of this.
I think you should put a spoiler warning that, like, in the description, say that Dave poorly talks about Saw, but doesn't leave any, like, will spoil it. You know? Yeah. So you learn that you think that it's one guy this whole time. The guy who's holding the family hostage.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who's holding the family hostage is Benjamin Linus from Lost.
Whoa, what?
Yeah, and he looks like, you know, he's a bug-eyed guy. He's like,
he
looks like he'd be the Jigsaw killer, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So he's holding him hostage. There's also this cop that's obsessed with the case that's like staking out Cary Elwes' house. And so sees that there's a dust up coming on. I said before that there's like a soap opera thing happening here. Mm-hmm. And this is what I'm talking about. Like, all of this stuff is not gore, torture, trap related. And it's like the bulk of most of the movies.
I see.
It's just all of this. Like, every movie ends with like a quick twist reveal of like events from the previous movie. It really is like a soap opera where it's like, well, but when I introduce this element to it, it completely changes the dynamic of it.
Ugh.
And so what you thought happened in Saw 2 didn't really happen in Saw 2. It's all of that. But so John Kramer, the real Jigsaw killer, was a terminal brain cancer patient.
Mm-hmm.
And still obviously had not died yet, but had a bunch of woes with the insurance company, had a bunch of woes with the medical industry. Cary Elwes is a doctor, honey. There are reasons why many of these victims are kind of placed where they are. And the guy who was Benjamin Linus, who was holding the family hostage, was also a victim of a trap. He had a slow acting poison going through his system. And he had to, his game or job was to kidnap the family in order to get the antidote to the poison.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So,
I mean, it's not cool, but
it's very cool. It's objectively cool.
Go out and do that.
Cool and emulable. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's a cool twist. A cool twist, everybody.
So I really liked Saw 1, and spoiler alert, it's the only Saw movie that I enjoyed.
We're going to have to speed these up.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
I'm just telling you.
You told me to do this.
I know. Well, I'm just looking at the time going.
All right. Well, that's the most I know about any Saw movie.
Okay, great.
So let's see the next one. I'll speed it up. I'm so sorry.
No,
I'm so sorry. Guys, just know that the reason that the Saw recaps are bad is because Becky rushed me. I was ready to give you an in-depth review of each Saw movie, but I simply apparently don't have time to do that.
He has a binder and everything, and I'm really sorry. I all the preparation you did was for naught.
Yeah.
Dave?
Yeah.
It's time for dum-dums. But look, there's nothing.
Here's the thing.
Yeah. 90 dum-dums.
Let's both have the mystery flavor dum-dum.
Oh, the worst one.
You don't know. It's a different flavor every time.
All right. I'm looking for the mystery one. You can start. Why don't you start the Saw 2 recap while I look for this mystery?
Saw 2. This is a bad idea because I don't remember a lot about Saw 2.
Well, but that's okay. Just tell us the setup and then the twist.
No, I'm not going to do that.
I found one mystery one. Here's another.
Saw 2, we meet the only known survivor of a jigsaw trap, who's Amanda. I think we meet her in this one.
Ooh, this one's good.
What's it? Oh, mine's blue.
Something, I think it's like pineapple. Is yours blue raspberry?
Oh, it's like, I think it's like cotton candy or something. This is garbage. Ugh.
You want to try again?
No. So Saw 2 introduces us to Amanda, she's a survivor of Jigsaw's traps, but she's also like and the trap that she survives is the iconic, I think of as the iconic Saw trap. It's like this big thing that goes around your necklace. It goes around your neck and your head. It's got like big iron jaws that like wrap around your teeth, and I think like it opens up to like super open your mouth and kill you that way.
I think I've seen that in like a movie poster.
Mm-hmm. So the gist of this is John Kramer, the Jigsaw Killer, is taking these victims. He has, like I said, terminal cancer, and he's like, you need to appreciate your life. And only from like being tested like this do you like face death and learn to appreciate your life, which is fucked up. And I butchered it. It's not, he's probably got a more eloquent way of putting it. But so he gets these disciples who like are transformed because of it. And so they start to carry out a lot of his stuff on his behalf as his health kind of fades.
I see.
So thing about Saw 2, there are, I think, like 5 or 6 victims all like together kind of going through like this house of mysteries and traps and terrible stuff together. Notable traps include one room is a pit of hypodermic needles.
Ooh.
That she like falls into and they're like all sticking out of her from every direction. It's kind of grisly to watch. I think they all have stuff in them. I don't know. But let's see.
I gotta say,
yeah,
I find the word trap to be a very adorable word, and I'm enjoying how often you have to say it to tell me about the Saw franchise.
Yeah. So here's the thing, though. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. He calls them games. They're games.
I prefer traps.
Okay. But, and this comes up.
Listener, I just want you to know that this is a pineapple dum-dum, and I'm having just a great time.
Jigsaw's whole thing is that the traps, the games, have to be winnable. Like, it might be, the cost might be your hand, but you can get out of the trap. The cost might be the keys in your belly and you got to cut into your belly to get the key out, but you can do it. Like, you just have to bring yourself to do it, you know? Comes up later in the series because some of his disciples start doing unwinnable games. And they get dinged by Jigsaw because of that.
Uh-oh.
They lose his favor and thus become victims.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. But, all right, this is bad. I'm going to stop doing movies because I'm not doing a very good job of it.
Okay. You ready for the third
candy? I'm going to tell you more stuff that happens in Saw, though.
Okay, so we'll just do, like, Saw facts.
Yeah, we'll do Saw facts.
That'll be fun.
We'll do Saw facts. What's next? Oh, Saw 2 also features Donnie Wahlberg.
Oh.
Of New Kids on the Block.
Wow.
He's a cop and he's investigating. And Saw 2 ends with him being like locked in a room and trapped. Chained up, trapped. I don't think he can bring himself to cut his foot off. the way that Carrie always did.
Oh, man. Yeah. All right. Up next are Yum Earth Organic Giggles. This was the only organic candy option.
What is
I know
a giggle?
Some people, I believe it's like a Skittle.
Oh, okay.
I believe it's their version of Skittles. Should we share this or do you want your own?
I want my own.
Okay. All right. So these are little, little packets, mini packets of Giggles.
So these got a little smile on them.
Easy to open. Look at all the, they're gluten-free.
Yeah.
Allergy friendly. This one does say vegan right on the.
Yep.
It's nice when they do that.
Mmm. They're pretty good. These are like if you found old Skittles. They got a little tang to them on the back end.
A little lemon, a little taffy taste. The thing about Skittles and Giggles is that the texture, I have TMJ and the texture, if I eat too many, gives me a headache. When we skate, often people will bring candy to share because
you
get hungry. And candy tastes really good when you're skating. Anyway, it's often Skittles, and I often have to be like, I can't have these. But I'll eat one more for science. So the lemon one was good. I'm going to eat a red one.
I really like these. Okay, so the thing, I knew I said I was going to stop doing movies, but the thing about Saw 3. Saw 3 opens to Donnie Wahlberg trapped in a room, breaks his foot to get out of his chains, like takes a toilet lid and shatters his foot. You watch the whole thing. Slip his foot out of there. He slings and drags his foot along. I think he still gets captured. Maybe he gets out. I don't know. But they find a trap where somebody died in the trap and the police are investigating. And that's where they find out that the door was welded shut.
Mm.
What did I just tell you?
That you can get out? You should be able to get
right.
out? So is there another way, or was this a disciple that made a bad choice? Oh, no.
They think it was like a copycat killer. They think it maybe it wasn't Jigsaw because it's against his modus operandi.
Oh, no.
Meanwhile, a doctor gets abducted.
A doctor, honey.
I'm not going to do it every time.
What?
Doctor wakes up.
Honey.
Doctor's got... All right. So now it's just the word doctor.
No, fine.
Doctor wakes up. Wearing a necklace. Not the jaw necklace.
Okay.
This necklace is rigged with bombs.
Oh, no. That sounds terrible.
The bombs are synced to Jigsaw's heartbeat. Jigsaw is laying in a bed, dying of cancer. The doctor is an oncologist. Amanda has abducted the doctor to...
Amanda's the disciple.
Amanda's the disciple. I just told you. Amanda's the disciple.
I'm just... It's a lot of information.
All right. She's abducted the doctor.
Correct.
Doctor to treat Jigsaw.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, she has to provide like improvised surgery on Jigsaw to release pressure in his brain. Pretty wild stuff.
That is pretty wild.
A lot of soap opera shit happens. There's another guy who's like main victim... There's like a storyline, what's going on with the doctor in the bed, the bombs around the neck, all that. B, this dude's going through all these traps.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you're seeing all of like the torture traps and the narrative or whatever. Big reveal is Amanda ends up shooting the doctor. The doctor ends up not killing, but wounding the doctor. The guy in the B story who's going through all the traps comes through right at that moment. He's the doctor's husband, honey. Sees Amanda shoot the doctor. He has a gun because he's completed all the traps. Shoots Amanda.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Jigsaw, the whole time, he's like, Amanda, don't kill her. Don't kill her. I'm telling you not to. Amanda's breaking, like going against what Jigsaw wants by shooting the doctor. Gets her immediate comeuppance.
Wow.
Then Jigsaw... asks the husband to please forgive him because Jigsaw is like, this is your final test, like whether you forgive me or not. But what is the bomb sink to?
Oh, his heartbeat.
So the husband shoots Jigsaw, kills him. Bomb goes off. He could have called the ambulance and saved his wife instead. But because he chose vengeance, He lost the test and lost his wife.
Wait, so if Jigsaw dies, who is Saw in the rest of the movies?
Great question.
Thanks.
So, do you want more candy?
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Yeah, let's do another candy. Okay. Let's go. I'm already starting to feel nauseous. Okay. We're going to... Another lollipop moment. This one at least has spoopy...
Oh, no, we have to do that last. No. Honey, no. Because that's gum.
Yeah, we're not going to get to the gum. You think we're going to get all the way to the gum?
Okay.
This... Dave spoiled it, like he's spoiling all the Saw movies for us right now, is a bag of Blow Pops. The packaging is all spooky-ooky, but the candy itself is just Blow Pops. You can see it through the thing here. I do want to take this moment to note that Tootsie Pops, not vegan, because the Tootsie contains milk, but Blow Pops are vegan. Opening up the Blow Pops. What are we at? Four? Saw four?
Yeah, we're at Saw four.
Any fun facts about Saw four you want to share with the class?
Well, so... This is where it starts to get really confusing.
Do you have a color, a flavor preference?
Red.
Red. Yeah, me too. I'm a red gal. It's red, I think. Or is that pink?
No, that's strawberry. I want cherry.
Oh. I'm going to hand this to you because I don't think this is also strawberry, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it says it. Here. Sorry to give you two jobs at once.
It's okay. So, Saw 4, I don't want to tell you the big reveal yet, but they're doing Jigsaw's autopsy, because he's dead, right?
Oh, yeah.
And what do they find in Jigsaw's stomach? An audio tape. This is a good point I should have made early on. All of Jigsaw's stuff is on audio tapes. There are little tape players all over the place that say, like, play me.
Oh.
And they push play, and it's like, hello, doctor, this is Jigsaw. You don't appreciate your life. But now you see before you there's a syringe, and you need to blah, blah, blah. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So he had a tape in his stomach. And the tape... was for a specific investigator to play.
And the one that was camped out in the first one?
No. No. But
I don't like the strawberry one. It tastes like watermelon.
I never liked the strawberry one. Is it watermelon? Are you sure?
Mm-mm. It's strawberry, but it tastes like watermelon, which I don't like.
Okay. The thing about Software, so it's these investigators. It spends most of its time on these investigators. And there's one named Hoffman. There's one named Strom. And there's one, there's, Rig. And, Lindsay. So there's Agent Strom and Lindsay. There's Rig and there's Hoffman.
Mm-hmm.
Strom and Lindsay somehow deduce that Amanda couldn't have done like a recent batch. Like they're aware of Amanda. They figured her out. They know that she couldn't have done a jigsaw killing. So they think that there's another disciple.
Uh-oh.
They go through traps. They go through trials. There's gory traps. There's one where the guy's hand is stuck in a box and he's gross. There's one where the twist at the end is that Saw 4 is happening while Saw 3 is happening.
Oh.
And it all comes together in that last moment when the husband breaks in or breaks through the room and shoots and shoots and shoots. Like, but what is revealed is that Hoffman is the other disciple. The agent who the tape was for was the other disciple. So the other disciple's on the force.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
These twists are good. Mm-hmm. I wish I didn't have to watch all that torture to get them because
I think you can get like a torture-free cut of Saw. Like somebody's got one somewhere. What? That one was ripped open.
Oh.
That's Halloween Candy 101.
Yeah.
You never eat one like that.
No.
Hey, Listener, Blow Pops, as good as ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
The cherry one, banger.
Yeah, the cherry Blow Pops are the best. The strawberry one was not good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Give that to your enemies.
Okay. I see the panic in your eyes. So I'm going to tell you that.
Wait, should we get on to the next candy?
Okay.
All right, we're going dots, everyone.
So there's one agent. There's another agent. There's a little cat and mouse with them. Jill, who's Kramer's wife, also enters the fray.
Yeah.
They lost their baby, which set them down a dark path, set Jill down a dark path. Basically, the other agent, Strom,
mm-hmm.
becomes the new disciple. But he's one who never really knew Jigsaw, I don't think. Mm. I don't know. I'm probably wrong about that. Him and Jill start working together. Jill, dots are the best candy on the planet.
Oh, yeah. So there are two things I need to say. First of all, I don't think I clearly said that the next candy is dots.
You did.
They're little gummies.
You did. You did great.
The other thing I wanted to say, going back to our first candy, the Smarties, because we have international listeners. These Smarties are not made by Nestle. Nestle Smarties are a chocolate candy, and they are not vegan. Smarties in the U.S. are vegan, but Smarties in the U.K., and I imagine a lot of other places are not vegan. So if you're looking for vegan candy and you don't live in the U.S., make sure you check the packaging. The Smarties that we were eating are these tart little chalky pucks that come in a little tube the size of the pointer finger of like a regular sized hand. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you did all right.
I wanted to make sure because there's always that disconnect with Smarties because they're different, but they have the same name.
Yeah.
Confusing, and I don't like it.
Okay, so I gotta walk something back.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Strom. Strom's never a disciple. It's always Hoffman.
Mm.
So Hoffman and Jill start working with each other.
Okay.
Or they're in cahoots with each other. And they have kind of a antagonistic relationship too, because just like Amanda, the disciple's sometimes doing stuff that Jigsaw wouldn't want. Their relationship continues through the rest of the Saw movies, 5, 6, and 7. These things stick in your teeth, though.
Yeah, they sure do.
They're not good for podcasting.
Mm-mm.
But neither are we.
Those and the giggles, very stick in your teeth. I liked those giggles, though. I agree. They don't taste like, they have a Skittles texture, but a little softer. But mm-hmm. they don't have, the flavor's slightly different, and I like it in a pleasant way. I mean, I like Skittles too, but I liked these. They were good.
So Saw 5, mostly about Hoffman trying to elude being discovered as the disciple.
Mm. So do we know that he's the disciple? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I think we learn at the end of Saw 4 that he's the disciple.
Gotcha.
Saw 5, start learning more about Jill and their son Gideon, who died in utero. And then Saw 6 is, and this at this point, I should probably say, like, it's gory. It's difficult to watch. The reason that I'm so bad at this is because it's on in the background. Like, I'm looking away from it a lot. I'm focusing more on the soap opera parts of it than I am the traps and the torture. Saw 6 is more of this, trying to figure out.
Oh, we're on 6? Let me get the next candy.
Well, I told you I was just going to run through the rest because you're so stressed out.
Oh, no, I'm okay.
Okay. You wanted me to end it.
No, we got 2 more candies. Okay. 2 more movies.
Okay.
So up next is Sour Patch Kids. Now, this is 160 pieces, and it is a spooky mix. We've got regular Sour Patch Kids, Sour Patch Big Kids, Tropical Sour Patch Kids, and Swedish Fish.
Okay.
So I guess choose your own adventure. I'm getting the tropical. I don't know about you. Obviously, as you know from our gummy candy episode, Sour Patch Kids is our favorite vegan gummy candy of the moment. And so you know we're going to like these. And I like Swedish Fish too, but I'm not going to eat them because I'm already getting woozy, as I said earlier.
So Saw 6, the victim of Saw 6, or
individual.
Yeah, I remember these.
That's really cute. Yeah. Individual Swedish Fish. All right, I'm going to take a tropical.
I'll do a tropical because we all know what Sour Patch Kids taste like.
Yeah, I've never had the tropical ones.
Yes, we have. We've done it on the pod before.
JK, y'all.
So, well,
I don't remember.
The main victim who has the journey in Saw 6 is like an insurance guy who approves or denies coverage.
Oh.
And he denied coverage for an experimental treatment for John Kramer for his cancer.
Mm.
So this guy is faced with several traps where he has to choose who lives and who dies. The one is on paper would be the better candidate. The other is somebody he knows and loves. So it's like having to make the same choice that you would make as that person to approve or deny coverage, but there's like a personal layer to it. He gets to there's been another abduction of a woman and her son. The whole movie, they're wondering, why have they been abducted? She thinks it's related to your father.
Mm-hmm.
So we see this guy going through all these traps and tribulations.
Mm-hmm.
He makes it all the way through, gets into this last room, where he's in a corridor. Doors open up on both sides. He's in like a grating, like a cage.
Mm-hmm.
Doors open up on both sides. He sees the mother and child. Huh? And then the other door opens. And a woman is there.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, oh, Mark or whatever. It's so good to see you. Oh. So you think it's the mother and child or his wife and son.
Mm-hmm.
What it really is, and it was related to the boy's father. The boy's father was somebody that he denied coverage to who died. And the final test was whether the mother would forgive him.
Did she?
In front of his wife. Spoiler alert, she does not. But she can't bring herself to kill him. She pulls a lever. It'll activate a trap that kills him. These tropical Sour Patch Kids are terrible.
What? I was having such a great time.
Enjoy yourself.
The kid will love him.
So what happens? She can't pull the lever. And then the son says, I can. Son pulls the lever. Syringes come down. Inject the guy. They're hooked up to IVs. Dude is filled with like acid.
Oh my God.
And the dude melts from the inside out like right in front of him.
Jeez Louise.
So gross.
No,
so freaking
thank
gross.
You.
Yeah. Also, Jill tricks Hoffman traps Hoffman in the iconic face mask thing. Hoffman gets himself out of the face mask thing. This is the end of the movie by like disfiguring himself.
Ooh.
Like yanks it off, but somehow like he's screaming and bloody at the end of the movie. But unless you see a corpse, so
it is that. A soap all opera. Right. I want to tell you that there's an orange flavor in the tropical, which I thought was going to be mango. I'm not sure what it was because it was so tart. It was a delight. There's a floweriness to all these tropical ones, though. Is that what you're reacting to?
No, I'm reacting to the bad taste of it, I think. Like, I just don't like the... It doesn't taste... It tastes too artificially. It tastes like air freshener.
Okay, the final one is the one I'm the most excited about.
And we're talking about the final chapter of Saw as well. Saw 7.
Yes.
These are Sour Patch Kids lollipops.
Hello.
You do it.
Hello, listener. This is Bexaw. Your final test is a sour but sweet lollipop. Will you suck it? Will you suck it all the way to the stick? The choice is yours.
That's how he always ends it, with the choice is yours. Yeah.
So these are lollipops with sour candy dipping powder. Sounds like a fun time.
Okay.
These are also Sour Patch Kids. Did I say that already? So they're Sour Patch Kids lollipops with sour candy dipping powder. And I've never seen this before. This actually might be a Halloween special, but I don't know.
All right.
All right. Ooh, I'm going to go.
Oh, this looks like work.
Yeah. I'm feeling around. There's a lot going on here. Oh, yeah. The powder, is it in there already? Be careful. I think it's going to be messy.
Okay.
Okay. So this, I'm feeling, it's a little bag, and in the bag, there's a lollipop upside down, and then I can feel the powder. It's just loose in there. So I'm opening the bag. There's a little tear spot on it. I'm trying to get just the top open so that it'll be like a little dippy pouch. Okay. Yeah, there's just loose sour stuff in there. So that's going to be a nightmare.
Just the two flavors?
Orange and purple.
Orange and purple? I want red. I want red.
So it's the shape of the lollipop is the shape of the face of a Sour Patch Kid as depicted on the...
All right.
So you lick it and dip it.
Lick it. Oh, the bag is... Okay.
Yeah, open it from the top.
I'm sorry.
I did.
I was preparing my notes.
Okay.
You're getting very nasty with me. I don't appreciate it.
This isn't very sour, this dipping powder. I bet they're afraid kids will drink it and get a tummy ache.
Didn't stop fun dip. This is kind of fun.
It is
fun.
I'm
having a good time. Yeah. Okay. So Saw 7, the final chapter.
Okay, wait. I take back what I said. It is sour.
Saw 7, the final chapter. You want me to finish this?
Yes, yes. Do it, do it.
It's in 3D. It was Saw 3D was the original name of it.
Oh.
I did not see it in 3D. But it makes a lot of sense. The opening scene is like, you know, in those window boxes in a department store where there's like a display. Two guys wake up on a trap with a saw and there's a whole crowd out in front of them.
Oh, boy.
And they look up. And there's a woman strapped to a thing like hanging from the ceiling.
Oh, boy.
It's very gratuitous. Her chest is sticking out. Very gratuitous.
Oh, boy.
And that's when I realized, oh, it's a 3D movie. That's why they're doing this. You know what I mean?
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yeah.
I see how the 3D would play into it.
But the trap is one is her boyfriend. One is cheating on her. There's a saw in between the two of them. One person has to die in this situation. The two guys can decide whether one of them dies to save her, or they can both decide whether to kill her and both of them go free. Grim trap. Grizzly trap. She dies. Spoiler alert. Guts just like spill out like sausage links all over the floor.
Sausage links?
Yeah. What?
Sausage links.
Oh, yeah. That's funny.
Thank you.
Yeah. So the main thing... The main storyline of this is there is a Jigsaw survivor who has become a self-help guru who's written a book about surviving Jigsaw. Guess what? He lied. He never was a Jigsaw victim.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So he gets abducted. His family gets abducted. his crew gets abducted because they all know the truth as well, I think. And the traps all involve them. Meanwhile, Hoffman's back. He's kicking. He's got kind of a disfigured face, but not as disfigured as one would expect from a wound like that. Jill, Kramer's wife, has gone to the police about Hoffman to like rat him out.
Mm-hmm.
And she's insisting on protection for doing it and immunity for doing it from her involvement in all of this. So she's under the protection or under the custody of the police. She's locked away in a cell. Hoffman's on the run, but also still running these warehouses that have these elaborate traps are huge.
Yeah.
They're huge.
Where is he getting...
I don't know where he gets the resources. I don't know where he gets the time to make all this stuff. I don't know how he's measuring out every single move that everybody's going to make to get them all into the right place at the right time, every single time.
Yeah, it does seem a little far-fetched.
Yeah, it's a little bit far-fetched. But at the end of it all, Hoffman, gets into the police station.
Mm-hmm.
Kills all the cops.
Oh, boy.
Gets Jill.
Yeah.
Chase ensues. Jill, the wife, dies at the trap, the jaw trap, the iconic jaw trap, head trap thing.
Yeah.
Hoffman's leaving the police station. All of a sudden, gets abducted.
By who?
So every abduction is by somebody in a pig mask. I should have said that 45 minutes ago.
Gotcha.
This is what the disciples wear when they abduct.
Okay. Why?
That's just how it goes.
Okay.
The pigs are very smart, and the pigs hate to see other people, other creatures in pain. That's what Jigsaw says in the Jigsaw movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So, and that's his whole thing, is that he's doing this empathically, you know? So pig mask comes off. Carrie Elwes.
No.
Yep.
Wow.
So Carrie Elwes, last we saw him, he was struggling to get out, like going down a hallway. Jigsaw takes him, heals him, nurses him back to health. Carrie Elwes has been the main disciple the entire time.
Wow.
He's the one getting all of the information he's the one helping with all the medical stuff. He's doing research on the backgrounds of all the subjects. Like, he's been the mastermind. He was under instruction, if Hoffman were to kill Jill, that he needs to step in and deal with Hoffman. He takes Hoffman. Guess where he puts him?
In the mask thing?
Nope.
No. Syringe bucket.
Bathroom.
Bathroom.
Chained to a pipe.
Just like at the beginning.
Just like it's the beginning of Saw 1.
Whoa.
And then he takes the hacksaw, throws it at the camera. Way out of reach. This guy can't escape this trap.
Uh-oh.
Which kind of, that's how the movie ends, but it's kind of like, oh, you just kind of did the thing that...
A little dicey, but okay.
Jigsaw said you shouldn't, like, all the traps need to be... But I think that he was already been sentenced to death, you know? Hoffman has. So that's the end.
Wow.
And then there's a Jigsaw one that takes place between Saw 1 and 2, but also has a future component to it. That one was... I'd say Jigsaw is probably my second favorite after Saw 1.
Yeah.
And the rest are all just terrible. Saw 7, 9% on Rotten Tomatoes, and I think that was generous. It's very bad.
So speaking of ranking stuff, you want to rank this candy?
Not really.
No. Okay. Do you want to pick a fave?
Let's do top and worst.
Okay. My top, I think, were these Sour Patch Kid lollipops.
Yeah, I agree. Just because, for me, the newness of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's something different, something fun. The packaging is fun. Is it spooky? Yeah, the packaging is spooky.
Yeah, no, I'm frightened.
It was the only one that had anything really Halloween-y about it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely my fave.
Well, this had bats on it. The blow pops.
Yeah, but not on the, you get in the...
Oh, no, the blow pops say creepy treats.
Yeah, but when you get into the bag, like, it's just blow pops. Okay. It's right. Blow pops in a branded bag. That's what was my beef with all of these. Because I was kind of hustling getting this. I was kind of supermarket sweeping it. Mm. And it's a lot of it is like they put bats on the bag, but it's just the candy inside. There's nothing special going on. Except for these Sour Patch Kids lollipops.
Yeah.
And dip.
Least favorite, Smarties.
Least favorite for me, you know, that strawberry blow pop. It was really bad. Yeah. I licked that thing 2 times and was like, sorry, goodbye.
Hey, we dressed up as a bad episode this year.
Yeah, we did. Happy Halloween. Up
as a lazy bad episode. Where I was like probably wrong about a lot of the stuff that happened in the Saw movies.
Yeah.
I'm proud of myself for watching them.
I'm proud of you, honey.
But it was a waste of time.
Yeah.
I'm glad I did it and I will never do it again.
Yeah.
It was unpleasant. I don't like this. I like horror movies, but I don't like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Hey, if you're enjoying the show, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps us out, and we just love reading those 5-star reviews.
We might even read yours on the pod.
We will.
Rate, review, subscribe.
Rate, review, subscribe. Send us a letter. Yeah. Send us a letter. We'll read it.
Yeah.
The best way to send us a letter is to direct message us on Instagram, Talkin' Tofu Pod on Instagram.
We got merch?
We do have merch, and our merch is at tpublic.com/talkin-tofu. That's a great way to support the pod. And you can find me at Glue and Glitter on all social media, including
the Saw forums.
The Saw forums.
Like, hey guys, is this scary? Tell me about it.
I don't like to be too scared. Including, I was going to say, I have a write-up about all this Halloween candy on the website if you want to see pictures and stuff.
Synergy.
Yeah. Hey, how about you?
I do not have a write-up of this candy, but I am, however, Line Leader on all the socials, and Line Leader was taken on TikTok.
Talkin' Tofu is a production of Caddington Inc. Our music is by Delicate Beats.
Goodbye.
Happy Halloween.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.